Christian music sucks has been a sentiment reverberating in the contemporary music scene throughout the last couple of decades. Think about it. Stryper, Amy Grant, Petra. Well, nowadays, a whole new crop of Christian-based bands, radio stations, and lyrics are suddenly and very subtly infiltrating the secular music world. Artists originally on Christian labels like POD, Evanescence, and Stacey Orico have hit mainstream charts with a vengeance, catching many of us, including D'Antio's Kimberly Carroll, by surprise.
So I'm driving in my car, tuning in and out different radio stations, when I land on a song. It's got a good beat, energy, it's kind of fun. I'm bopping along when...
Moving to Jesus?
Don't! I can't tell you how many times in the last couple of months my secular listening sensibilities have been taken off guard by a catchy Christian tune. It used to be you could sniff a Christian band miles away, but now it seems contemporary Christian music has had a facelift. A whole new batch of Christian-based music acts in every popular music genre imaginable are doing what heavy metal Bible thumper Stryper were never able to do, invading the mainstream music charts. And according to Christian reviewer Kevin Miller, they're doing it with a more camouflaged brand of religion.
There's a trend towards being subversive, and I don't want to imply that there's anything sinister going on, but just the fact that people realize that Christians realize that nobody wants to be preached at, and that if you want to preach a message to someone, if you really are sincere about your faith, you're best to meet people where they're at. And if where they're at is they like to enjoy music, make some really good music.
Winnipeg's new rock alternative, Freight 107.
Even religious radio stations are becoming cleverly camouflaged. In Winnipeg, Tom Hebert founded a whole new commercial radio station called Freak 107, just to accommodate all the Christian-based rock bands sprouting up. And once again, I was taken in. Yeah, I listened to the station on and off for about 3 months before someone clued me in to its religious orientation.
We don't call Freak 107 a Christian radio station. We call Freak 107 an alternative rock station, and that's what we are. However, myself and others around me do have that faith, and that faith obviously comes out in the music that we choose, but we choose good rock songs, and then we filter out anything that we feel is really negative.
We were meant to live for so much more. We lost ourselves.
However, bands like Switchfoot, POD, and Creed are also being embraced by regular rock stations everywhere, including Freak's neighbor down the street, 92 City FM. There, even old-school rock and roll morning show team Tom and Joe welcome these tunes as kind of a nice antidote to all the nihilistic Marilyn Manson's derogatory gangster rappers and over-sexualized vapid Britneys out there.
Since it's from an area where that's not known for rock and roll, in fact, it seems to be the exact opposite of what they generally practice. I think it's pretty refreshing, actually.
Is Judas Priest considered a Christian rock band?
I'm happy that the Christians are turning to rock and roll as well, because certainly rock and roll is for everybody. And before that, their music was kind of lame. Tell you the truth. They finally woke up and saw the light.
My sacrifice.
What? You mean Christian rock no longer sucks? Well, before we can figure out exactly how that happened, let's establish why it was considered so lame in the first place. Kevin Miller blames the insular focus Christian contemporary music has had.
In the Christian world, there's been a real tolerance of mediocrity as long as your message was correct. You know, that was, I think, a trend for a long time. Production values were low, partly because you didn't have the sales figures to, you know, really be able to finance really high-end work. But it was more a matter of they saw Christian, contemporary Christian music as ministry first, music second.
In Christ, I mount up on eagle's wings.
So it was music by Christians for Christians, supplying a moral, sanitized version of popular music so that young devotees could rock out too.
When I became a Christian, I was really into heavy metal, I was into AC/DC, I was into you know, Motley Crue, Metallica, all these sorts of things. This is way back in the late 80s. People would offer me these substitute Christian bands that sounded like these secular bands, but I always felt they were missing something, which I think was authenticity, because I felt that they were trying to sound like their secular counterparts as a way of bringing people like me in, but it wasn't a true expression of who these people were.
But now, Christians are getting a taste of what it's like to be part of a persecuted fringe group. And as a result, Christian rockers seem to be finding a new grittiness and heart in their music.
I'd send the pain below, much like suffocating.
I think there is a lot more sincerity in Christian music today than there ever was. Groups like POD, like Creed, like Lifehouse, like U2, they're saying, you know, we're human as well as Christian, and we're not going to try and cover up for that. We're not going to pretend that everything's all happy. So I think more and more Christian music is reflecting the full range of human experience.
Along with this newfound authenticity, the sheer numbers of devotees willing to pay for religious-specific music in the last few years has made Christian music a bigger, better, and very profitable industry. Artists with their own private jets, labels making a killing. And according to Freak 107's Tom Hebert, where there's profit, mainstream labels come and knock it.
Christian labels, I think, in the last few years have become the minor leagues. And some bands have grown up, gotten some money, gotten better, and now they switch over. Because if they want to get, you know, their message out, like any artist does, the way to do it is to, you know, is to compete in the big leagues.
There's gonna be much to life.
Yes, the message, now backed up by major label funding, production, and marketing. Why does that inherently feel so ominous to me? Not really like a wolf dressed in sheepskin clothing, but more like a wolf in tattoos and a navel ring. And I'm not the only one who has some qualms.
So put me in the river and let me see you too.
Jars of Clay was one of the first Christian bands that crossed over to the secular music industry and went really big. But when people found out that the band was Christian, there was a real Jars of Clay backlash. People were really upset, and Kevin Miller thinks he understands why.
I mean, if you feel that you're being hoodwinked, that this is just covert evangelism, I can understand that. I mean, Christian music is treated with a bit of a stigma because Christianity is seen as this imperialistic, oppressive faith that we're only now working our way out from underneath. And so when somebody slips a Christian message into a song, I think people tend to react. I mean, it just feels like you've gone to an Amway meeting and that the whole, there's been an agenda the whole time.
According to radio guys Tom and Joe, an underlying Christian message is fine to them as long as it's good rock and roll.
I gotta be honest, I'm so old school that I'm still finding out the meaning of songs like Sympathy for the Devil. So, I mean,
I don't think anyone should be insulted unless POD comes banging at your door on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock with a pamphlet. We should be okay.
I feel so alive for the very first time.
But many Christian musicians, afraid of getting blackballed, are still distancing themselves from being labeled as a Christian band, even if they do sing about God and the gospel. Case in point, this interview with former POD guitarist Marcus Curiel.
Simple, man. It's just love God, dude. Straight up. And we play with all our heart, and we stand for what we believe in, and that's basically never going to change, you know what I mean? And we're not religious.
Huh? Well, you can't really blame Christian musicians if they're sitting on the fence. It seems the biggest critics of their move to the mainstream have been the Christians themselves. Some feel their bands jumping into the secular stream will be forced to water down the Christian message, and they feel sold out.
And then somebody had the nerve to say, oh, you a Christian now, but what about yesterday?
However, Freak 107 doesn't see any use in preaching to the converted and sees being snubbed by Christian watchdogs as a rock and roll badge of honor.
There are many people out there, I think, in the church community would say, you know, they don't want anything to do with us. So I think we are anti establishment.
We're
truly a rock station.
This is a cowboy truth rebellion.
As a Christian, Kevin Miller believes the mainstream attention is the best thing that could happen to Christian musicians.
Moving into the mainstream is forcing Christians out of the ghetto, and I think it's good for everyone because it also forces them into the real world. The Christian ghetto is a place that tries to insulate itself from the real world, but I don't think that's a good place for Christians to stay. I don't believe that's a place where God wants Christians to stay, and we are called to go out into the world.
They got me again. Okay, I give! For TNTO, I'm Kimberly Carroll.
You know, even Bono from U2 is showing his Christian roots these days. He just recently appeared on the covers of Christian magazines Relevant and Christianity Today. Now, there is somebody who has the whole love thy neighbor down. Bono uses what he calls the celebrity of currency to help out with the AIDS crisis in Africa and also to campaign to have the third world debt wiped out. Yep, everybody loves Bono. Rising Christian rocker Matthew West is from the Chicago suburbs where his dad has been a pastor for 30 years. Through church, Matthew developed his love for music. And according to Matt, his debut album, Happy, finds joy in the Lord despite life's harsh realities. His debut single, More, has held the number one spot on the Christian Adult Contemporary chart for 8 consecutive weeks, making it the longest-running number one song in that category since 2001. Here's Matthew West with More.
Take a look at the mountain, stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean.